This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Junks live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network 2. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. So I was looking at the outline when Drab brought it into me after the myriad of computer issues and printer issues we had were rectified. And at 7, it just made me laugh. The first line is, could Cakes beat LeVar Ball in one-on-one?
Yeah.
And then before I read the next line, I was like,
No chance.
I was like, well, why is that on the outline?
Yeah.
I mean, he's a really good athlete. He gave birth to two NBAers, like,
He's a big dude.
Like, yeah. Of course I couldn't beat him in one-on-one.
And remember, he said he could beat Michael Jordan in one-on-one.
Okay, sure. But could I beat him in one-on-one? And I was like, well, of course I couldn't. Why is this on the outline? And then I see the next line on the outline. That,
which is disturbing.
I mean, it's disturbing. LeVar Ball
terrible.
Had his right foot amputated because of a health scare.
Welcome to Big Baller Zone.
Does that mean he had like a blood clot or compartment syndrome or something? It must have been an emergency.
It doesn't go into detail as to what the issue is, but yeah, 100% I could beat LeVar Ball.
I'm not sure, dude. Once he gets his silly prosthetic.
Wait a second.
When he gets his prosthetic, you're cooked.
Didn't you lose to AWOD?
I did
who
lose
threw
to
up during the
lose,
game.
I did lose to AWOD, yes.
He threw up
true.
During the game.
He did, yeah.
And you couldn't beat him.
Now, I also posit that if we were on a real like rim that wasn't flimsy, I would have beaten him. Because some of my garbage moves down in the post, like they just weren't
You're
going.
You're blaming it on the rim.
And there's a little bit of.
I remember
on the rim.
You shooting there's one over the
might
basket.
Have happened, that may have happened on one shot. A
Don't you
bit.
Remember that, Jason?
I do.
So he like did some sort of spin move and he shot it over the backboard.
Yeah. So, Jimmy, sometimes shots go awry. Yeah. A little bit of blame on the rim, more, of course, on my age. I mean, I was playing AWOD. He's half my age.
Yeah, don't worry. You have nothing to apologize for, Cakes. It's
but
fine.
But, yes, I could beat LeVar Ball.
Well, not when he gets his prosthetic.
Yeah. I'm thinking about like when he gets his foot. Cakes is cooked.
He's just going to back you. He'll just back you down.
I think he's going to have a no. Hoppity hop. I think I'm
no. Dude, they can even give him a blade and you're going to be cooked.
Like an Oscar Pistorius.
So he's Oscar Pistorius. I couldn't beat him.
There's no chance.
Is he still in jail, Pistorius?
No,
I think he's out.
So, yeah. Cakes, you still think you could beat him even if he has a prosthetic?
No, there's no chance. That guy benches like 600 pounds.
Yeah, you know what?
He's going to back him down.
Let me rethink that because I just remember playing the Wounded Warriors in softball about a dozen years ago, and they smoked the able-bodied people that were out there. It wasn't even close. Like, it wasn't even a contest. Like, with prosthetics, they were just crushing the people.
Man, this is awful.
Who had all of their limbs.
The big ball away.
Man, I mean, it must have been an emergency.
I mean, I would guess.
When you amputate a foot, it's got to be like. Dude,
no, it had to be like compartment
syndrome.
Some
sort of an infection
clot.
going into your leg.
Or he had like, what's that infection? MRSA or something?
Well, we just saw him recently, I think, walking around.
I mean, you may have.
Yeah, I follow him. He pops up on
he's
my
around.
Feed.
He goes around. He's at the game.
The last time I've seen him was when he came in here.
No, he pops up on my feed occasionally, pimping his shoes. and everything. And I said it, you know, I tweeted about that story yesterday. I really respect the guy. I think what he's done with his kids is remarkable. He basically they're talented, but he helped promote them,
Absolutely. Manifest
success for them, you know, help, you know, even if they're not wearing his goofy shoes or some of them are, he helps probably get them better deals. I just love what he's done. He upsets some people. He probably gets a little over-involved, but I think he's got a good heart. So I feel bad. I feel bad for him.
I feel bad for him too.
Although he had a big ass smile when they were rolling him out in the wheelchair.
I'd be salty if my right foot was gone. But I guess you learn to adapt and live with it.
Didn't Dion have a real bad foot issue and they thought they were going to have to amputate?
Yeah, they're real close to. No, they've amputated toes.
I was going to say, I think they.
Yeah, I think it's toes. Yeah,
but he could lose that foot too. Like, yeah. He's got a real bad issue going on there. But I will say this, just in regards to the prosthetics. I mean, we've all seen remarkable things that people do with prosthetics. Literally, I saw this yesterday on my feed. A guy hit a homer with a prosthetic arm, like a high school kid. Mm-hmm. He was jacked. He looked like a kid that could, you know, play like D1 ball or something. He was lefty, and his lead arm, which was his right arm, was total bionic arm. And, you know, he looked like he hit a 450-foot home run.
Well, maybe it's an advantage, like the blades are.
Maybe. Maybe.
So, could be.
So when they put a blade on the LeVar Ball, he will beat Cakes.
It's not just his foot. It looks like it's high up there. His ankle's
like,
gone.
Yeah. I mean, like some shin.
I can 8 inches off.
I can beat him now.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Okay.
With a stub.
With a stub.
Well, yes, because he's in a wheelchair.
I'm not even positive you could beat him right now. Like today at the hospital.
That's disrespectful. The guy has one leg.
He would dribble and he would hop you down.
Yeah, he could still back you down with his big butt. Yeah.
We'd be able to back down all of us.
I mean, of course.
He wouldn't have balance to take a shot.
It's just more fun to make fun of Cakes.
Unless he has the world's greatest balance, he's going to be a little dicey when he's shooting. Now, he'd be shooting from 2 feet away because he wouldn't be backing me down. Wouldn't be able to stop him. Mm. I could beat him as is now. I put money on it.
Do you think you could dribble around him?
Could I dribble around him on 1 foot? Yes, and I'm not fast. I'm slow.
He's going to hop around.
He'll hop around and cut you off. He has one leg.
Dude, he has one leg. I mean, bringing the most athletic one-legged person in here or on a basketball court, I think I'm going to go around him.
Ooh.
Well, we'll never see it.
That's never going to happen. Much like EB's never going to pick out who's from Laurel, who's from Hagerstown.
No, we're going to do Frederick. That. It's on Valdez. It's right up his alley. He loves that stuff. Yeah. No, you're never going to play LeVar Ball in basketball.
That's 99.9% correct.
But I think I can pick out who's from Waldorf and who's from like McLean. I think I could nail that.
It's got to be distressing, man. You go into surgery with both feet and you come out with one.
Well, I hope it wasn't a mistake.
How could it be a mistake?
Well, I'm just saying. Sometimes you read those articles about somebody they take out the wrong liver or something, or
the doctor has to mark which one they're taking off.
Yeah, yeah. You know that happens, right? That's the whole reason why.
That's why they mark it. Yeah.
So they put a Sharpie on it.
Yeah, they put a big. They put a big X on the one they take off.
You know, also recently where some guy goes in there for like the flu or something, and next thing you know, he's got no arms, no legs. He got some sort of infection in the hospital.
He's the guy from the one video from Metallica back in the day.
And then all of a sudden he's felted. Can you imagine?
No.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Terrible.
Crazy. Or people to go hop in a lake with their buddies, and next thing you know, they got some nasty bacteria, and then they got no arms and no legs.
If I had no arms and no legs, could I bring a proxy to MGM National Harbor that could just put me on
the
seat?
Still play poker.
And he could muck my hands.
Would it be worth living, Cakes, if you had no arms, no legs?
Yeah,
but you could still play poker.
No arms, no legs.
Would life be worth living for you?
Could he still tax it?
Sure. Sure, I could tax it
and I could play poker.
Yeah.
Yeah, life's still worth living, I think.
Isn't there a poker player?
How are you going to the bathroom with no arms?
Isn't there a poker
no
player doesn't have any arms and he plays with his feet?
There was a guy at the WSOP probably 10 years ago.
I remember that guy.
Who would sit at the table because he had no arms. And he would
pick it up with his toes.
Like, he had like a wooden, like something to like rest the cards on, and they would deal him the cards, and instead of picking them up with his hands because he didn't have any, he would pick them up with his big toe and his second toe.
Yeah, I remember that.
he would put him up against what the little wooden stand he had, and when he mucked, he'd muck with his feet. Look, you have to adapt. If you don't have arms, you'll use your legs.
Everybody's right? Sanitizing their hands after every every deal, well, especially the dealer.
Yeah, I mean, poker chips are dirty no matter whether you're touching them with your hands or your feet. I mean, they're just dirty.
You're just going to go all in. You're just going to try to bust that dude as fast as you can to get him off the table.
I mean, that's so wrong, but you're probably correct.
Imagine if it was my feet that I had to put up on the table.
Well, it wouldn't be great. I mean, people would, they'd accept it because, I mean, it's hard to just throw a guy out that doesn't have any arms. You look like a monster, but people wouldn't be happy.
Do you, I'm going to ask you just an honest question. When you take your socks off, whenever you get home or whatever, are your feet stinky?
I don't think so.
No.
Sometimes, yeah.
I wear lotion. Sure. I wear lotion on my feet.
What do you mean you wear lotion?
I put lotion on my feet so they don't stink.
Every morning.
So
when you get out
every
of the shower.
Every night after I get out of the shower, yeah.
You put
not
lotion
on the
feet? Lotion in the bathroom.
Yeah, put lotion
on. Is that a normal thing that guys do?
Mm. I don't think so.
Usually guys put lotion on another part of their body.
If you don't want them to stink.
Yeah. I might be interested in that because I take
or
my
socks
off. Or
you could put baby powder in your socks.
I take my socks off every night and I just have stinky feet.
And you go to bed like that?
No, I'm just saying before I go in a shower.
Oh, yeah.
Take my socks off and I go, oh, my God.
Yeah, you got cheese in those toes.
I don't know if it's cheese. I think it's sweat.
When you go into the sauna, please tell me you're wearing like flip-flops or something. Like you're not going in there barefoot, are you?
No, I'm going in there getting all the bacteria.
Mm-hmm. You're going in there barefoot? You're
going
to go in there and get trench foot like the soldiers in World War One back in the day.
I stand on the wood for like a minute. I'm sitting on a towel.
Yeah, but you're walking on like tile that a million people are walking on.
Yeah, I don't know. For some reason, I'm not too worried about it.
That's kind of weird.
What if LeVar Ball says he got his foot removed because he was going into the sauna without any flip-flops?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't using proper hygiene techniques when I was in the sauna 4 days a week.
No, I got
foot amputated.
I walk around with just butt ugly feet in the locker room.
I don't know that I'd recommend that.
Yeah,
I don't think that's great.
I guess. I mean, I guess I'm for sure risking like MRSA or something,
which you don't want. Didn't Grant Hill get a case of MRSA that almost killed him?
Yeah,
back in the day.
I think I'm just rolling the dice, Cake.
You are rolling the dice
rolling
a little
dice.
Bit.
I don't know. Because then it's all gross. Because then you come out of there and your feet are all sweaty and stinky and, you know, from the sauna. And then you put them in your flip flops.
You just towel them off. Give them a rinse. Towel them off.
Then you go in the shower. I don't know. It's not my routine.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, don't you jump in the shower right after you get out of the sauna?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. You're fine.
Yeah. I think it's okay. Everyone's looking at me like it's a problem.
Well, no one wants to talk about it.
Yeah.
That's why.
I'm reading up on trench foot. That's an impressive little bit of knowledge that Cakes dropped.
Now, I don't know a lot about World War One, but I know that, like, trench foot, if you got it, you'd rather be shot in the head than limp around.
What is it?
It's just like an infection where you just, because of unsanitary conditions, these guys are running around in trenches and fighting hand-to-hand, and there's dead bodies everywhere. Their foot gets infected, and then they're basically donezo.
No, I don't want that.
No, you definitely don't. I mean, this happened over 100 years ago, so I think they probably made some advancements in the time being. Trust me. It's from watching movies. It's not from reading books about it. All Quiet on the Western Front on Netflix. Pretty haunting movie.
Kinks, did you watch any more episodes of Lioness yesterday?
I am on my second episode of both Lioness and Paradise.
Okay.
and Reacher comes out today on Prime. I'm just juggling all sorts of TV shows
season
over
three?
Here. I think
that's
so,
the show
yeah.
that Drabby and Valdez are in love with.
They're in love with the main, the guy who's ripped, who looks like the Incredible Hulk.
What's his name? Alan Rickelson?
But he's not green.
Richson,
Like, I love that guy.
It's a good show.
He just pummels people.
It's good TV.
Is it like what's his character like? Like, give me an...
He's just a
Jason Bourne,
a former
Jason Bourne stuff.
Yeah, former military.
He's just
badass.
He's just a bigger Jason, much bigger Jason Bourne.
And Tom Cruise played him in the movies.
He's like a vagrant. He goes like from town to town, and of course, in each town that he winds up in, there's some sort of like crazy scheme going on or a criminal conspiracy that he has to get to the bottom of. So that's in a nutshell what
it
is.
But it always ends up with some sort of physical confrontation.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot
people.
Of ass-kicking and killing.
Does he,
and
like,
violence.
Jump on trains and,
no.
you know, like it's crazy special effects like that?
No, no. not. It's more like...
Stunts.
It's more like street fights.
It's more like he goes into, like, a prison shower, and yeah. three or four guys try to attack him, and, of course, the three or four guys wind up, like, broken arms, split skulls. You know, like, that's more what it's like.
I think I could watch that.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes out, does it come out one episode at a time or a whole season?
I think Reacher
on
might
Prime?
Be the whole season, but I'm not 100% on that.
Valdez
you know? Is more of an expert in this than I am.
I think it's in bursts.
It's in bursts.
So, oh, they just do it week by
maybe
week?
Maybe one or two at a time?
Sometimes they'll release, like, think. Five, and uh-huh. then you got to wait, and then right. you go once a week.
Right.
Who knows?
Yeah, so put that on your
calendar.
So
that comes out, you said that comes out tonight?
Believe
or today?
So. Today, February 20th?
Today is the 20th.
Yeah, but you're comes out today. Because you're watching the hockey.
I'm going to watch Four Nations Face-Off.
Yeah.
I'll have to push Reacher to the weekend.
That's at 8 p.m. all day.
I'm busy. I got things to do. Yeah. I got to nap at like 12:30.
Right.
I got to walk my dog. We got to do dinner, and then boom, it's 8 o'clock.
Well, no, you do dinner at like 4. Where are you doing
dinner? No, dinner's tonight? Probably like 5:30
Where's
or
dinner
6.
Tonight?
Probably at home.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Maybe
I thought you were going out. Yeah.
So one of those
nap,
two. Yes.
Walking the dog.
Yes.
Dinner.
Yes.
Can't fit in any TV.
It's tough. It's tough, JP.
Jason, what's our knock on the snow? Like a week ago, my buddy said there was going to be 10 inches.
Well,
now,
that's
the storm. Now it says
the storm went
a tenth of an inch.
South. Yeah, it went
Thank
south.
Thank God.
Well, I'll tell you what. Luckily, we're not in Virginia Beach because they got a foot.
They already?
They got a foot of snow in Virginia Beach.
Is that
is it a trench foot?
Tom Turley's buried up to his neck in snow.
When's the last time Virginia Beach had a foot of snow?
I have no idea.
They ever had a foot?
Couldn't tell
right
you.
Right there on the ocean?
Don't know.
Yeah, we got lucky.
Well, good. Rather them than us.
All right, coming up later on the show at 8 o'clock, Tom Lavero, Washington Times columnist. He'll join us to talk about the Washington Nationals offseason. When we come back, we'll get into the Commanders. Who could Adam Peters target from his former team to help the Commanders' defense? We'll dive into that next here on The Fan. Quick shout to Drabby's trainer, Cork, who heard about our coffee conundrum earlier. And he delivered a 24-ounce coffee from Dunkin'.
It's wow. a big boy.
I mean, this real ones know. Like, if you're a coffee addict, you don't just buy the large. You go in to buy the extra large, the biggest coffee you can get your hands on. So thank you, Cork. Ordered that and some breakfast sandwiches as well.
Yeah, thank you. What's his first name?
Oh, I don't know. I just know him as Cork.
Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Do you guys call him Mike or do you call him Cork?
I don't like saying Cork. Seems
yeah,
weird.
Oh, you don't? Sorry, it's it make you crazy?
It's embarrassing.
I mean,
you can't call that Cork.
Everyone else
I kind of feel that way with
Mike.
Drab and Valdez at times. So I'll slip in a Matt every once in a while.
I don't really.
Have you ever called him Matt?
Every once in a while, I think I'll call Valdez Matt one out of every 50 times.
Yeah.
I never call Drab Matt that
weird.
I can recall.
And when you hear Valdez, I mean, you turn right away. Like, you know people are talking to you, right? It's so weird. Yeah. Like, that's not your name.
There's only one.
You're it. You're the guy.
Someone did call me. I was at the Mason game the other day. Someone, unless they were doing a bit, yep. they go, "Hey, Valdez." And
oh,
I turn
really?
Around and some guy's waving to me.
Yeah.
It was a shot to the ego a little bit.
You didn't tell me that.
They knew that you were a producer. They just got you mixed up.
Yeah, well, if you're going to give a shout out, you got to get us right.
I mean, people have called me Lurch before.
Is that Rick you a little bit?
Yeah, no, probably does.
I don't know. Not really. I mean, maybe. I mean,
some people
1%.
Call, one guy called me JP.
Yeah.
I think I got my best hookup ever. Ever. Because the guy thought I was J.P. Finley.
Oh, really? What was the hookup?
The Bruno Mars concert and all that.
Oh, that's pretty good
It was
good
before
one.
I met Beasley, and I was going back and forth with him, and
yeah.
he sets me up. And then at some point, he goes, "Shouldn't you be on the air?" I said, "Show's done."
Yeah.
Been done for a while. And he goes, "Oh, this isn't J.P. Finley?" I was like, "No, it's J.P. Flame."
Yeah.
Yeah, I told you.
But he wasn't going to take those Bruno Mars tickets back.
Comps were in the bank at that point.
By the way, my buddy who lives in Oklahoma City sent me a video. I think I deleted it. Maybe I didn't.
He loves Aaron Wiggins.
But he loves Aaron Wiggins. But he sent me a video of a local meteorologist.
Okay.
He looked a lot like JP.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Is that why he sent it to you?
Yeah, he goes, when did JP move to Oklahoma?
Yeah.
And I looked at the video, and he was just doing his forecast.
Yeah.
Looked a lot like JP.
Really? Right. Doppelganger?
I can't remember the guy's name.
JP's long-lost twin?
Maybe that'll be your next career.
You got a twin in Oklahoma City.
Let me guess, he's forecasting thunderstorms and twisters in Oklahoma City.
Well, no, it was minus 25 degrees.
What?
In Oklahoma City yesterday.
Hold on.
I guess they have a very handsome meteorologist in Oklahoma.
Yeah. But like, if it's minus 25 wind chill, it's probably like five below
degrees,
or 0 degrees.
Yeah. It was not fun.
Tilting.
But right. Anyway, that was pretty funny.
Yeah,
you looked a lot like him.
All right, so do you guys want the three names that Adam Peters may be targeting from his former team from the Niners that are available?
Let me guess: Greenlaw,
in free agency,
Ward, Aaron Banks.
You got two of the three. The third name is obscure and like a late draft pick.
Except he's a stud.
He's a stud. Plays safety.
Hufanga.
Yeah, Talanoa Hufanga.
Yeah, yeah. He's good. He's really good.
Well, Greenlaw plays outside linebacker.
Yeah.
And the Commanders have Luvu. So I don't know that they would add Greenlaw because basically you're playing two linebackers now. Nowadays, it's not like old school with three linebackers. You play two, so it's like Wagner and Luvu.
You pass more. Like, you need more corners in the game.
Would you go Greenlaw and Luvu? You could.
Well, here's the problem with Greenlaw. He tore his Achilles in the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
I don't want anything to do with
it. So he didn't come back until week...
He was late in the season, like two games he appeared in.
Yeah, he came back in week 16, maybe. So he played two games this year. But, you know, if you think you can bounce back from a torn Achilles.
Ward's a corner. I don't know if they're going to go, like, invest in a big money corner because they did with Lattimore.
Yeah.
And they like Sandstrill.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I don't know that there's a mission. I know that the fans all believe because he was a slot corner coming in that they got to move him back to the slot. He had, I think, the second most pass breakups of rookie corners in the league,
but playing
primarily on the outside.
But if he excels in the slot, why wouldn't you want to move him to his more natural position if you can upgrade?
But his natural position was wide receiver. Then he became a slot corner.
Okay, but he's not playing wide receiver
in
the league.
But point is, I don't know if that's a natural position
adapt.
Or that's
he's
just what he is.
Yeah. Maybe he can be a great outside.
Yeah,
maybe you keep him outside and then you draft a slot corner, you know, in the middle rounds. That could be a way that you don't have to spend big money on Treverius Ward.
Yeah. I don't know that they would be after any of those. They're just making that connection because Peters is former.
Sure.
Correct. I'm more interested in those Eagles free agents because now you're taking from your rival within a division.
Yeah.
Of those top three, did you say they were they were 1, 2, and 3 in that list?
Well,
you saw?
Based on the guy's opinion.
Whatever. Yeah.
For CBS
opinion.
Sports. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he had Josh Sweat as the number one defensive free agent.
That might be my number one target in free agency.
Zach Bond was 2.
I kind of like Milton Williams, like a young defensive lineman. I think he's 26 years old. I think he can play interior and exterior on the line.
See, I'm intrigued by Bond because I think he would be the replacement for Wagner. The only thing is he's really only been a stud for 1 year.
Right.
Kind of came out of nowhere,
well,
right?
He's a special teams guy. He unlocked him.
He became a stud.
He could be more.
So let's take the let's go Sweat and Bond. And then Wagner can come back in a reserve role, mentorship role. You can even stash him on injured reserve if we want, but keep him in the locker room. And then, I don't know. I feel like the interior lineman that you like, Cakes, like I feel like they have Johnny Newton and these guys. Let's try to move Duron or John.
That would be great if they could find a taker for one of those two.
Yeah, I think that's...
More likely Allen, because I don't think he has any guaranteed money left on his deal. Duron does.
Yeah.
So he might be tougher to move.
We just have to shake that up a little bit.
Agreed.
I just think that since they have so much, now we just talked about the cap going up, $22 million, since they have $85 million to spend, they're going to go out and get some.
They have to.
They're going
to
go
make a couple
swings.
They're
going to go out and get some big names.
It's not just going to be like $5 million for, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to be some splashy
names. They're not going to sign a bunch of guys to one-year deals.
No, I think that it's time to land a guy.
If you want to chime in, it is Open Line Thursday, your chance to steer the show. You can call us at 800-636-1067. I do think, though, Greenlaw, these guys are guys he's familiar with. Ward, who's a corner, and then Hufanga. I feel like he'll get one of those guys just because he has a relationship with him. He knows him. He believes in him.
Yeah, but it's got to be a fit.
Yeah.
Okay. Hufanga's a safety. Chan, I believe, is a free agent.
He is a free agent.
They just go with Hufanga over Chan.
I could see that. The 49ers defense was so beat up this past year. If you look at what they did the year before when they went to the Super Bowl, they were like third or fourth in the league in points per game allowed at 17 a game. This past year, it went up to 26.
Ooh, that's a big difference.
Injuries. I mean,
injuries. Like Hufanga missed a bunch of games.
He was hurt.
Because he tore his ACL the year before.
Hargrave, who they went out and got from Philly, he was hurt. He's also a free agent, but he's older. Greenlaw was hurt, like we mentioned.
I feel like Bosa missed some games.
But he did. Tre'Varius Ward's one-year-old daughter died. So he was out for a while. I mean, it was just a complete disaster for them.
Who do you want to see the Commanders go after? 800-636-1067. To me, Hufanga, out of those three, is the most intriguing because I think Greenlaw might be the best player out of those three, or Ward. But
Hufanga's legit.
I don't know that he fits. Yeah, I remember a couple of years ago, he was a monster. He was first-team All-Pro.
He's good. So, maybe Peters goes after one or two of those guys.
I don't like that they're all defensive players. I like an offensive player sprinkled in that mix.
I don't think it's
going
to be Greenlaw.
But I don't want Deebo Samuel. No thanks on him.
Because
they're not going to trade him.
Injury prone, kind of a diva. Not that interested.
Dad bought it, the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but he
showed up on Radio Row with the dad
jerseys
bod.
At Radio Row. No thanks.
Yeah, just being nice. All right, 800-636-1067. People want to chime in. It's Open Line Thursday. Your chance to steal the show. Let's go to David in Laurel. David, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys? Can you guys hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Dave. How are you? What porno store do you live near?
None. But I wanted to give EB some, I wanted to talk to EB a little bit because I think a couple of days ago, you guys got a package from the School of Engineering.
Yes, sir.
At UMD.
Yeah, we got a bunch of swag and some nice stuff for sure.
And I know you had some hesitancy. You didn't really think that you felt comfortable wearing it, right?
I have no connection to the Department of Engineering.
You thought it was stolen valor if he's wearing it.
Well, it's also big ass logo.
I'll give you some connection.
What?
I'll give you some connection. So 4 or 5 years ago, I graduated with my bachelor's and master's from the School of Engineering in aerospace engineering. And we had about 10 to 12 guys from that class. We would listen to the chunks all day. And I credit you guys for essentially getting me through that place because we didn't have time to watch sports and fantasy and all that stuff. We didn't have time to do none of that.
Right.
So we were using you guys as means of getting our recaps, and then on Thursdays with the fantasy segments, I used to lock in my lineups that time, get Cake's insight. So you guys
there's your connection to the School of Engineering.
I mean, my brother-in-law went there. I mean, I have some connection. It's not that.
What are you doing now?
So and this is so funny because I'm actually loving your segments lately. You guys are all on the aerospace topic. You guys are talking about the planes.
Right.
And yesterday, all of a sudden, Lurch brings up DART. That's what I worked on for a lot of my years when I was an intern.
I remember that. We were talking about how they were deflecting redirecting
the asteroids. Nudging the asteroids.
Are you going to save us from the asteroid crashing
into
us?
Does mankind's hope depend on Laurel?
Yeah, that's terrible.
Let me just tell you. The program DART, which is a big program, it's where it's being built and headquartered in is Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Lab in Laurel, Maryland.
Oh,
so I think what I'm going to do is it's a deflection program.
Right. See, I was right about it.
Really,
everyone's talking about blowing
up.
It up, and I said just nudge it.
It deflects it. But I'm thinking of deflecting it to Kensington.
That's hilarious.
Because all the Laurel slander I'm getting, and we're the ones making it, so... You know, I can't deal with that.
You know what? You're an engineer. Maybe you could comment on this. So I was having, I don't know, a conversation with somebody yesterday. I can't remember who it was. And he told me that, you know how the plane that... By the way, I heard there was another plane crash yesterday. Now, smaller planes, like some sort of mid-air thing or something.
Like two smaller planes in Arizona.
But the one that, wherever the hell this one was, in Toronto, where where it rolled like a hot dog.
Yep.
That's actually how it was designed.
Wow.
So let me finish, and then you could chime in.
The plane
came in kind of hard, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, the landing gear is not supposed to collapse, but I think it did. I think this is a speculation I heard. And that the idea is when that happens, the wings you normally would just stay attached, and then it's a big fireball.
Yeah.
What the that plane, the wings are designed in that instance to fall off. And then you go down like a hot dog, and then everyone lives.
So it's a better way. Yeah.
So it actually worked perfectly.
Yeah.
That's the explanation I heard.
It's exactly like that, and it's sort of like when you're in a playground, you jump off of a very high swing or something.
Yeah.
You're taught to not just land straight down. You're taught to like land and then roll, basically.
Yes.
That's sort of like it is to spread the impact. But yeah, no.
So that was brilliant engineering that saved those lives.
Yeah. Yeah. It is one of the safest modes of travel, but like the amount of time, effort, and engineering it takes to build one and then have what the pilots go through, it's really remarkable that we only have had just many in the United States.
Are you concerned? Do you lose sleep at night worrying about an asteroid eventually taking us out?
No, not at all. The smartest people that graduate from all universities and that go into defense or go into engineering, and they're working on these prompts, and not just asteroids, missiles too. So we're taking care of everything. And a lot of it happens in Laurel, Maryland, by the way. I just want to make that point.
Where'd you grow up? You seem very defensive. I'm guessing that you just live there because you went to University of Maryland. Where'd you grow up?
Who has an engineering degree?
I grew up in Laurel. I was born.
Oh, you did grow up in Laurel. Which high school did you go to?
So I'm from the Howard County side of Laurel, so I went to Reservoir High School.
Okay, that's like a newer one. Ish.
Yeah,
like
I would guess
Laurel has four counties.
Yeah,
the
Holcomb
side is probably the best side.
I'm talking about
of
the PG County side, the one that everybody thinks of on Route 1.
Yeah.
So he lived over there close to like Savage. He lived close to
by the racetrack.
Yep. I actually got a new condo by the racetrack. So, yeah. And Mo actually helps me out a lot. He's mounting a couple of my TV shows.
Look at that.
You guys have some good connections here.
Yeah.
Mo mounts.
Why don't you Venmo us some money to thank us?
I got to go and defend us from the asteroids. So,
save the earth.
Don't let us whatever. Dump you down anymore.
2% chance.
No, it's up to 3.1%.
No, he's not worried at all. He's just going to nudge him. I told you. Then it's not a big deal.
Right.
All right. Put up a big backboard.
All right, coming up at 8, Tom Lavero is going to join us. We'll do EB's entertainment page.
We got people still want to chime in on who to get.
It is an open line Thursday. You're welcome to call us at 800-636-1067. We're the Junks. We'll be right back. Welcome back to an open line Thursday here on 106.7 The Fan. Don't forget, Tom Lavero will join us at 8 o'clock. We'll talk Nationals offseason with him. He's probably luxuriating on a beach somewhere in Florida right now because it is spring training. That's kind of what he does.
Yep.
So I'm going to assume he's calling us somewhere from the Sunshine State in about 15 minutes. But it is an open line Thursday, 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines.
All right, let me see here. Let's go to Patrick in Fredericksburg. Hey, Patrick, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, morning, y'all. I don't know about you guys, but I think I'm finally ready to accept that, okay, we can reflect on the season now. That Eagles loss, even though that they won the Super Bowl, was still pretty hurtful. So I think almost a month later, I'm finally willing to accept the results, if that makes sense.
You're starting to get over
it. You're getting some closure. It's okay. It's all right. It was a fun roller coaster of a season. Nobody expected 12 regular season wins. And look, the future is bright. So you should be excited going forward.
Yeah. So I wanted your guys' thoughts on this. So DK Metcalf, I don't know if that's been a name thrown around kind of as somebody that we could, you know, go for. And I know he's not a free agent, but, you know, if I was Adam Peters, I'd at least call the Seahawks because, I think T. Higgins is really good, but I think DK Metcalf just would blend a little bit better with Terry. You know, DK is a little bit more of a physical wide receiver, a little bit A.J. Brown-esque. And then Terry, you know, is very, you know, he may not be as speedy as some of the top guys, but I just think that 1-2 punch, and then you have that third wide receiver, whether we keep Diami or, you know, Luke McCaffrey take
Listen,
the lead.
Nobody has if you could get DK Metcalf, great. How are you going to get him? How do you suggest that happen?
You got to trade for him, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to trade for him, and I don't know what
his price tag
would be.
Why would they give him?
Well, he's got one year left on his deal.
And they just don't want to pay him?
I don't know.
It's just a matter of do they want to extend him? In Seattle.
Drabby might have more input since he follows the Seahawks.
He's got a year left. It's highly unlikely that they trade him, but anything is possible. They're going to cut Tyler Lockett this offseason restructure his deal. They're going to save a bunch of money on that. So I think it's unlikely, but if they want to just completely blow it up and feel confident that they have a number one in JSN, they might do that, but it's going to be very costly. I mean, two years ago when they came up, they were talking two first-round draft picks for it.
I mean, it'll cost a lot.
So it may not be that now.
Your receiver room is like bare. If it's just JSN and you get rid of Lockett, like, then what do they have? Why would they do that?
They just would have be spending no money on offense. I mean, Geno already has a budget deal.
Right.
So
would you guys value DK over T. Higgins, though, if, like, we had the option?
Either
if that
one. I mean, I kind of like DK a little more personally, but
I like DK better as well.
Yeah. Probably. I don't know what the age difference is on those.
I just don't know
guys.
That they're going to spend all that.
DK's 27. I think Higgins is 25 or 26.
Okay, so it's basically the same.
I mean, I'd love to have DK. I don't know how you're going to pry him loose. I mean, would I give up two late ones? Jason and I had this argument yesterday. Yeah. To me, late ones are almost like seconds. Maybe I would. Maybe I would.
I don't know. I
he's pretty special.
I didn't know that DK only had 1 year left on his deal, so it'll be interesting to see what they do out there.
The only way you do that is if you know he
could be a trade deadline candidate too.
That's true.
Since he's got an expiring contract.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on how Seattle's doing.
Then you're going to pay less for him too.
Right. Again, I said this yesterday. I'd rather address the other issues first and then worry about receiver later. I don't think it's a primary need. It's a need, but it's not a primary
need. Even though I love offense, it's probably the third need for the team.
Less than 3 weeks away, they're probably going to be in the mix for several guys. They'll probably be in the mix for wide receiver, for offensive line, for defensive line, and it's all going to happen
fast. You never know who you're going to land. It's kind of like 10th. When you're recruiting. You recruit a bunch, you never know who you're going to get.
But we'll do the show on March 11th, and we'll know there are three or four new guys on the team.
Yes.
What were you going to say, Valdez?
I was going to say, how are you going to get DK when you spend your draft picks on Myles Garrett?
You're not going to get all that. You're throwing stuff at the wall.
If you had to prioritize, you get Myles Garrett before you get DK Metcalf.
Exactly.
It's just, is anyone else noticing that the Commanders are linked to every single trade and every single free agent?
But isn't that good?
I don't know. I think expectations are very, very high that there's going to be fireworks in the offseason, and I don't necessarily know if that's Adam Peters' MO.
I think it's because what Eric said a few weeks ago is correct. They're the sexy team. Mm-hmm. So a lot of this is NFL reporters writing articles. A lot of it is speculation, trying to connect the dots, and they have the cap space.
But just because you have the cap space doesn't mean you have to spend it.
You're right.
Well, you have to spend a certain amount.
I'm just saying, just because you have $85 million doesn't mean you have to spend all $85 million of it.
No, but they will.
Like, they had a lot last year, and they didn't spend all of it.
They'll spend some. I don't know how much they'll spend.
I don't think they're going to pull, like, a Nats and sign a couple guys to one-year deals.
No.
They're not doing that.
They're not doing that. I think they're going to make a splash.
That was last year. That was the feeling out when they were giving out mostly 1 and 2 year deals. A few guys got 3 year deals, like Lou.
Right. Adam Peters kind of shook it up a little bit with a big deal when he went out and got Lattimore.
Yeah.
Because Lattimore is a big name at his position.
I don't love it. That's so far.
I know. You're still
so far
questioning
it's a dud.
That. But so
the parts is
they, worse. So they did go out and get 1 year deals, 2 year deals, whatever. But they went out and traded a bunch of picks for one of the top corners.
Right. I think he'll take big swings. We don't know what his role was, but in San Francisco, they had a guy that took them to the Super Bowl in Jimmy G, and then they made that big swing, made a trade, then traded for Trey Lance. The first trade was to move up in the draft.
Yeah.
Then they drafted Trey Lance. So take big swings.
Hoping Adam Peters wasn't the real flag waiver for Trey Lance.
I think it might be a little more muted than what people expect.
That could be the case.
I mean, what do you consider muted if they sign
I don't think they're going to go out and sign Ronnie Stanley and reset the tackle market. I don't think they're going to,
maybe not.
I think they're going to sign at least one high-priced guy, multi-year.
I think they're going to go out and get two big names.
I say at least one. You say two. You say two. Maybe zero?
I mean, I think
high-priced guys.
Now, one of those big names could be a trade, like a Garrett, but I think they'll go out and sign. It's just in free agency.
/trade.
At least two, yeah.
Multi-year guys.
Multi-year. I think Adam kind of sees, next year's wide receiver free agent is better than this year's. So
if you spend, wide receiver.
I know, but I'm just saying, if you spend the money this year on stuff that's a luxury, you may not be able to afford stuff down the road.
It's interesting you bring up Ronnie Stanley. Bleacher Report reported yesterday.
That's why he brings it up.
Yeah, that the Ravens, Ronnie Stanley, who's a left tackle, the rumor is Washington's going to sign him to a 2-year, $45 million deal.
Get that Stanley. Resuscitated.
But remember what I said yesterday. At the receiver position, currently, the Commanders have two players under contract. Both Browns free agents, Zacchaeus free agent, Crowder free agent, KJ Osborne free agent. So five of the top seven receivers who were pretty much active every single week are all free agents.
My guess is they resign half of them. My guess is they resign half of them.
I don't know if they're going to resign KJ Osborne or
I don't think they will.
Noah Brown.
I forgot KJ Osborne was even on the team.
He was here for a week.
Right. So that's my point. So they have to fill those positions.
Resign Diami unless he gets a big deal somewhere.
Yeah, he might be one that they resign, yeah. But I don't think they're coming back with all those guys going to resign. They're going to upgrade it.
Now, this is from a site called NFL Rumors. A billion rumors. So who knows if it's true. It says the Washington Commanders have a, quote, strong interest in Rams Cooper Kupp. Like that. Okay. That name makes sense because, like, if he's a salary cap casualty, or if, I don't think he's just a looming free agent, but
I mean,
if the Rams cut him free,
I think, yeah,
like if they cut him free and you feel like he's healthy enough to contribute, that seems like an Adam Peters type of signing to me. Hopefully he gets back to close to what he was just 2 or 3 years ago.
Mentor McCaffrey.
I mean, every single player.
I know. There's a lot of tie-ins, Valdez. Mm-hmm.
Can't afford every single one.
No. Remember, Valdez, you had this kind of a skeptical eye when they were stroking Jaden all offseason, and then he ended up, because you were like, oh my God, the guy could do no wrong. And he ended up basically doing no wrong. They were actually right. The rumors were right. Remember, I mean, that was your opinion that, like, oh my God, they're blowing up this guy like he's unbelievable. And turned out he was pretty unbelievable.
So what's that have to do with this?
I don't know. Where the smoke, there's fire?
I mean, there's so much smoke.
Yeah.
I mean, there's smoke with every single player.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to have to compete with other teams like the Patriots for these guys.
All I'm saying is that even though they have this large amount of cap room, doesn't necessarily mean they have to spend every dollar of it that they have.
I agree.
And if they're linked to every single player, they can't afford every single player.
No, of course. But they're going to be linked to all these players, but maybe they're going to pick one of them or two of them.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think they're going to sign 19 guys.
They're not going to sign
every big name guy. But I think they're probably going to go for one or two because their window is open way sooner than they thought. And I think they got to jump in.
It's time to be aggressive.
I think their window's open. And you don't know how long it's going to be open.
Yep. All right, coming up next, we'll talk some Washington Nationals with Tom Lavero, Washington Times columnist. He's going to join us next here on The Fan.